now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed they did. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we have affiliates all around the country. We love to talk about them. We give them love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about the various different ways you can get not only this show, but the rest of the network on your various mobile devices. Here to talk about them and the platforms is the great Joe Spano.
Thank you for that. Some introduction, but let's roll right into the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go each and every day and listen to it on your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that same app versatility, that wealth of on-demand content, that live channel for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And you can even hit them up at TuneIn.com. So that's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. And if we're giving you a little taste of home while you're serving the country overseas, let me tell you, we appreciate it. We love you for it. Thank you.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we'll set the table for a big Tuesday edition, start knocking things down. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, you must have been having a conversation with the front office, too. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Joe Spano, 56, at Bob Black, 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Well, it's the way to go, my friends, and let's set her up, Joe.
Let's set her up, start knocking them down, Bob. And we got a big show today. I mean, it's a jam-packed 2 hours. We'll start by running down the guests, and then we'll take you through the direction of the show. 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. Lang Green, basketballinsiders.com, one of the new friends of the Attack, will join us, and he'll help us dissect all things NBA. We'll go over both of the conference finals thus far and get his thoughts on those. We'll also go over the latest coaching hires and everything else, just all things NBA with Lang Green at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. And then at 25 after hour number two, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, we're joined by Trevor Tompkins from the Eco Car 3 Project. I think everybody in our audience will enjoy this, especially the car buffs. They're going to take a Chevy Camaro and make it more energy efficient and more economical while keeping the style, the handling, and the performance car aspect of the car intact. So he's going to join us from San Diego, California at 25 after hour number two, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, and we'll have some fun talking to him. But most of the way through, it's going to be NBA as Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals is in the books. Game 4 Western Conference Finals comes up tonight. We'll recap one, we'll preview the other, we'll talk about why Draymond Green is not suspended for Game 4 while we do our preview. And at the very end of the show, we've got to talk NFL, and we have to talk about the fact that they really don't want to solve their concussion issue. All they want to do is cover their derriere. We'll talk about that in the last segment of this show. But up until that point, it's going to be mostly NBA-focused, with a little bit of fun talking about a great American classic American performance car, Bob.
Yep, and it's all about the performance. It was funny, you know, you mentioned that, and we'll get into it in the second hour, but, you know, the style and the handling and everything else, and all that we know they could deal with. Got to keep the horsepower, baby. Got to keep the horsepower. You and I are both performance car guys.
If it goes fast, I like it. In my cars and in my women.
That's it. So sometimes you drive one better than the other.
Ain't that the truth? And that's a story for another day. What do you say we dive right in and start talking about the Raptors' improbable, at least in my mind, 105-99 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Air Canada Center that knots this Eastern Conference Finals at two games apiece. It's now, in essence, a three-game series with the Cavaliers having home court advantage, and in many ways, the series has not started as the home teams have protected serve thus far, Bob.
Yep, as we're fond of saying. However, as we were leading into the two games in Toronto, we both felt that home court was not going to matter. You felt Toronto was going to steal a game. You were right about that. They stole two. I didn't think they were even going to show up. I was completely dead wrong, and I'm eating my pie right now. Reality is they did protect home court, and they protected it amazingly well. Everything's knotted. Best of three, and away we go. I'm very, very surprised, Joe. Shocked would be a better word for it. I just didn't see this coming. I didn't see how they were going to do it unless their backcourt turned it on. It's exactly what they did. And when you throw Biombo into the mix, who was a terror on the boards in game three and did the same thing in game four, a few less, but still a monster, it adds up to Toronto victories and everything is equal.
Semi-famous 80s musician, now NBA center, Bismack.
Yeah.
Actually, Bismack Biombo. But,
yeah.
You know, game three didn't shock me. And I'll chalk up game three, and I talked about it yesterday. There was a difference in sense of urgency. One team's backed against the wall. One team is not. And sometimes in those situations, the difference in sense of urgency makes up for one team being more talented and executing better than the other. And that, to me, was what happened in game three. There was no such excuse in game four, because after losing game three, the sense of urgency for the Cleveland Cavaliers is certainly there, because what they didn't want to happen was to lose game four and end up being all knotted at two games apiece. And now they're in for a long series where their only real edge is that they hold home court advantage, but it's really anybody's series. And you alluded to a lot of the whys the Raptors won last night. And I think you said it perfectly. Lowry and DeRozan playing well in the same game. It doesn't happen that often, and when it does, they have a real good chance of winning, and they really were terrific last night. They combined for 67 points on just 43 shots. They combined for 8 rebounds, 8 assists. They shoot well over 50% from the field, and they didn't turn the ball over a lot, only 2 turnovers from each of those two guys. They were terrific, and Bismack Biyombo, you talked about him. You know, his interior presence, he dominated the glass again for the second game in a row with 14 rebounds. And his presence on the interior makes no shot on the inside easy. He had 3 blocks, altered a whole bunch more. You could make a case that there are a couple of more blocks where he didn't get the benefit of the call.
Right.
He really has become an extremely effective low post defender. He's a dynamite rebounder. He's a terrific athlete. And his offensive game, while not exciting, certainly not on the level of Jonas Valanciunas, you got to guard him when he has the basketball down in the low block, because if you don't, akin to, say, a Robin Lopez with the Knicks, he's going to make you pay. And all 3 of those guys came up big in a major way last night, and they went a long way in allowing the Toronto Raptors to take game 4 and make this a very, very interesting series, Bob.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, their backcourt, as you said, if it happens for them, they're going to be right there at the end. Win or lose, it's going to be a close competitive game. His effort was the difference, because he's altering what Cleveland was able to do in the first couple of games, and that's play inside. Now, you know, you look at the shooting percentages for Cleveland, Joe, they're still good. You know, Kyrie was 11 for 21. LeBron, very efficient with his 11 for 16. But what you can see is happening there, and he's doing it cleanly. They didn't get to the free throw line. There was nothing going on where they were able to get physical enough inside where they were committing Biombo to committing fouls. And they were not able to take advantage on something they've been able to do consistently throughout the playoffs and in the first 2 games of the series, and that's operate completely with will inside. And things changed. Kevin Love was ineffective. He was hurt, but he was ineffective. Channing Frye gave him some good minutes, and Timothy Mozgov is nailed to the bench. So, you know, we'll see if Tyronn Lue blinks at some point. I don't see it with them going home, but I want to see how it plays out.
I don't think they'll blink. You know, what they lose on defense, and that's being exposed, and everybody's talking about the defense and it taking steps back. You know, throughout this postseason, their defense has had their moments and had some good games. And I like the Cavaliers, and I've talked about for much of this postseason how they've played the best and most efficient offense and most versatile offense of any team in these playoffs, and I'll stick to that. they're going to win with what they do offensively. Because defensively, they're not going to be a good defensive team. That's the realities of the situation. Yes, Tristan Thompson's a good position defender as their center. Kevin Love had certainly made some strides through much of this postseason on the defensive end. But the realities are there is no rim protector. They do go small a lot, and they sacrifice their defense for floor spacers and versatility on the offensive end of the floor that LeBron loves and feels that he can excel with on the offensive end. And throughout this postseason, he's shown that he's right. But they give up something in order to get that. What they give up is night in, night out defensive efficiency. And you've seen that in the last couple of games. Their defense has taken a step back. They have to click on all cylinders offensively to succeed. They haven't the last couple of games. And that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Wayne at 800-878-PLAY, but keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Big show in front of us here. And we've been talking some NBA basketball, Cavaliers Toronto. And before we went to the break, Joe was making the point, and rightfully so, that you know the move the ball around options on offense that work for Cleveland and their defense. And well, Toronto's kind of stymied that because right now they're making their shots and they're getting an impact on the board by Biombo. and he's playing rim protector, and it's added up to two straight Toronto victories. Series goes back to Cleveland, best of three, and away we go.
Well said, Bob. Ultimately, Cleveland's offense comes with a price, and the price can be on defense. They've had moments in this postseason, and particularly in games one and two of the Eastern Conference Finals, where their defense has been better. But the team set up to excel on the offensive end, and that's what's going to drive them. You know, you can see how LeBron wants to play basketball. Give me the ball. Let me really be the point guard. I have uncanny vision. Let me drive to the cup and let me, you know, dish the basketball to all these guys around the perimeter who can either hit threes because they're open, because everybody's crashing on me, or in the case of, say, a Kyrie Irving, drive to the cup at times. And, you know, that's what they do, but they give up defense. They don't have a rim protector. They don't have particularly gifted rebounders. And as a result, if the offense is not functioning at an optimal level, they can be susceptible to defeat. And that's what you're starting to see here. And with a team like Toronto that has some size, if they had Jonas Valanciunas in the lineup, they'd have even more size. But Biombo really has emerged as a heck of a physical threat down low. And he's giving them something special on the inside, on the defensive end, and on the boards. And the Cavaliers, with the way they're playing basketball right now, no answers. And when you couple that with good Kyle Lowry and good DeMar DeRozan in the last couple of games, well, it's all of a sudden a very dangerous basketball team with Toronto that has really closed the gap as it relates to the difference in talent between and performance between themselves and the Cavaliers.
Well, you know, we talked about the talent level of Toronto. They just were not performing up to the level of their abilities. I mean, you're talking about two all-stars in that backcourt that were giving you, to be kind, inconsistent play. Well, the last two games, it's been what is expected out of them and why they are the all-stars that the rest of the league considers them. When you throw into the mix, because there are no perfect teams, the fact that you have a big guy in the middle who's being affected, you know, it would be better if it was Valanciunas, but Biombo's certainly getting it done. And, you know, look, it's one of those scenarios where you've got a perfect storm almost, in that you've got players playing up to expectations, a weakness in the middle for Cleveland, and it's not, you know, a pronounced weakness as we've discussed many times, but the ability to literally adjust mid-season for Tyronn Lue, got it to the back end of the season, made their decision to play that type of game. Well, there's flaws in any system. Their flaw is they can be exploited in the middle on both ends. Now, Biombo can't do it consistently on the offensive end, but he's contributed some. But on the defensive end, he's making them pay. And he's making them pay on the boards. And with that being said, that's where Cleveland, and that's why I raised the question before we went to the break, will Cleveland blink? I don't think they will. I agree with Joe. But in reality, Tyronn Lue, he's going to have to look at it, see if there's any kind of an adjustment he can make, or ride it out. Now, I think they're going to ride it out, as well they should, because it worked beautifully in the first couple games. And I'll take it back to the track record of what's gone on in the playoffs with the Toronto backcourt. And historically, as we've pointed out, statistically, this is a backcourt that they don't have the ability to shoot on a consistent basis. And with that being said, they pay the price. They pay the price because there's not enough offense on the rest of the team to get it done. You know, you're getting some Corey Joseph, and that's all well and good. But, you know, Patterson doesn't bring it on a consistent basis. Biombo's not going to do anything offensively that's going to make you write home and go, hey, Ma, we found the next superstar center in the National Basketball Association. It's got to happen out of that backcourt. First two games it didn't, next two games it did. It's as simple as that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. To get into the game itself a little bit, you look at the box score and pretty level for the most part, but in reality, this was a game that, you know, was tight throughout. It had a lot of ebb and flow to it, but it was Toronto's for the taking. They dominated in the second quarter. Go in with a nice hefty lead at halftime. But coming out in the third quarter, Cleveland feeling that urgency that Joe was talking about, put all cylinders into effect. And you went to a 28-21 third quarter margin. And then Cleveland came back and actually took the lead in the fourth quarter. But Toronto, to their credit, and this is something that, you know, if you're looking at it from the Toronto fan perspective, they showed true grit. I mean, they really did. They could have folded up. Cleveland had the lead. And, you know, Joe, I'll tell you, that grit was something we had not seen out of Toronto. And that true grit, once Cleveland had that lead in the fourth quarter, came to being. And if you're going to hang your hat on anything, not only is the backcourt playing well, not only are you getting contributions out of Biombo, but you displayed some grit where Cleveland took the lead in the fourth quarter and you took it right back and won that basketball game. Pretty impressive stuff.
Well, that was huge, Bob. I mean, I was watching this game unfold, and all the way through, I thought, you know, Cleveland was going to take lose game three, and they were going to take game four. And then you watch the game unfold, and it's typical of this series. A lot of times the second quarter has become the key quarter as far as the direction the game goes. And Toronto has that big second quarter. They go up by as many as 18. They go in at halftime up 16. It's then Kyrie Irving who takes over the third quarter and pulls Cleveland within single digits going into the fourth. And now I say to myself, okay, Cleveland's got themselves where they need to be to make the run. They come out in the fourth quarter with Channing Frye, a great floor spacing, LeBron driving the basketball. Channing Frye red hot off the start. They go on an 8-0 run to start the quarter, and they're literally 78-77. Now you're saying to yourself a lot of what you talked about. Well, you've done all this work to pull out of an 18-point hole, 16-point hole at halftime. Can you get over the top and take the lead? Because so often what happens in these situations is that you don't. Well, Cleveland gets over the top, and they take the lead. And then from there, down the stretch, the last 4 minutes of this basketball game, it was Lowry, it was DeRozan, and it was Biombo who out-dueled and outdid LeBron James and outdid Kyrie Irving and outdid Channing Frye, who, as hot as he was late third and into the early part of the fourth quarter, he went cold late. His shot wouldn't go. LeBron only scoring 2 points in the last 5 minutes. It was really all about the 21 in the fourth quarter, much of them at the back of the fourth quarter when the Raptors needed it the most after they gave up the lead by Lowry and DeRozan. The two huge offensive rebounds in the final couple of minutes by Biombo and Patrick Patterson. And you talked about grit. It was grit. That's a great term for it. And ultimately, it was after giving up the lead, Toronto who executed down the stretch and found a way to take game four. And now it's anybody's series, Bob. And the complexion of the Eastern Conference playoffs has changed completely.
Well, you know, you have to throw into that conversation, too, the fact that Kevin Love was not able to set foot on the court, literally, in the fourth quarter. You know,
no,
hurting the ankle.
No, he was fine. That was a coach's decision. It was a coach's decision, Bob, because you're riding the hot hand with Channing Frye, and now I'm not going to thrust this guy back in there. I got the hot hand who brought us back to in front. I need the shooting. Fry went cold, and that was a key down the very stretch, and that was a key factor. That's why you didn't see Kevin Love again.
Well,
had nothing
yeah,
to do with the ankle.
Actually, it did, because Lou said after the game that, you know, it didn't – or Love said after the game, excuse me. He said it didn't feel too great. I have a feeling it was more Lou, and I agree with you partially in that, yes, he was riding the hot hand with Channing Fry, agreed. But when push came to shove, Fry was getting it done. Kevin Love was hurting. I think he was protecting his player
Tyron
a little.
Lou never said about her. All he said, it wasn't fair to put him in that late after being out that long. So to me, that's about riding the hot hand and not about Kevin Love being dinged up.
I also have a feeling he was protecting his player there a little bit. Either way, we didn't see him. And, you know, Kevin Love, that's what you pay him for, be on the court in the fourth quarter. He wasn't there.
Len Green on the other side. We'll talk all this and more as it relates to the NBA next year on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We'll have Lang Green here in just a couple of seconds and hopefully get him on and talk a little NBA. But, you know, again, a very impressive victory up in Toronto, Joe, and game on, as we're fond of saying. So, everything goes back to Cleveland, and, you know, I was talking about it. I don't see Tyronn Lue blinking, but Dwayne Casey and Biombo and the interior presence has certainly given them something to think about in Cleveland.
I don't think they can blink, Bob. Their
no,
identity and their success is based on this small ball lineup, the floor spacing, LeBron driving to the basket, and these offensive weapons, you know, hitting these open threes and taking advantage of these driving lanes. So I don't think they can afford to blink here. They just have to execute better on the offensive end. And defensively, they've got to put up a better fight than they have. You know, but going back to the Kevin Love, and I know it's semantics here, but I applaud Tyronn Lue for his coverage and at the same time protecting his player. And yep. I'm going to tell you what I mean. This was a very Popovich-esque move by not putting Love back in the lineup. Behind the hot hand of Channing Frye at that power forward position, because Love was struggling all night to take advantage of the open shots. There were a bunch of open threes that he missed. He had a bunch of very good looks.
Yes,
he just couldn't get those shots to go. And as a result, you had a team in Cleveland that was down big. Channing Frye comes into the game. He becomes an incredibly hot hand, and he allows you to take the lead. We've seen Popovich do this before where the starters haven't played well, and he left that entire second unit in the game, and he didn't stay with his rotation and pull the second unit. And I think in all reality, that's what you saw here. Because when you look, when you read Tyronn Lue or heard Tyronn Lue's post-game comments, he never really mentions the fact that the leg is bothering Kevin Love. He really talks more about the fact it isn't fair to bring him in off the bench after being out this long. He's going to be cold, and now's not the time for him to try and find his shooting touch. So to me, this was about riding the hot hand and perhaps stealing a game that way, not about Kevin Love's ankle. And the realities are, it doesn't mean anything for Game 5. Realities are, Love's back in the starting lineup, mm-hmm. and if all goes according to plan, Kevin Love's going to be in there in crunch time. This was just a need for a hot hand. Kevin Love didn't have it. Channing Frye did. He lost it down the stretch as Toronto out-executed the Cavaliers. But to me, that's what the choice by Tyronn Lue was all about. It was really about riding that hot hand, and it was a very Greg Popovich sort of move.
Well, we'll disagree to a certain point on this, because while I agree partially with the Popovich kind of move, and we've applauded Lue before, he's done this before, and in the playoffs, where he's ridden the bench guy who has been playing well and didn't put the starter back in necessarily right away. But as you said, Frye cooled going down the stretch, and I'm going off of what Love said after the game. He said his ankle did not feel good at all. So it made Lue's decision to continue with Frye easier. Now, he may have done it anyway at the end of the game, but I have a feeling if Love was at 100% and hadn't stepped on the ref's foot, you would have seen Kevin Love in there once Channing Frye cooled off. Didn't play out that way. You know, again, we're talking semantics here. You can't put it back on the horse after it's out. And he'll be there for Game 5. There's no question about it. But like I said, I have a feeling with the injury at that point in time, it made Lue's decision a little bit easier. I credit him for going with the hot hand, because you and I constantly go after coaches who just, well, it's time to pull the player. And, you know, he hasn't done that in a couple of instances. But Channing Frye did cool off, and I have a feeling if Love was 100%, you would have seen him in the game at the end of the game.
Fair enough. I guess we've really recapped this game top to tail as best we can. We talked about the big second quarter really shaping this game. And now, why don't we get Lang Green's perspective on Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals as he joins us here now on the Spano and Black Attack. Lang, good morning. What's shaking, man?
Man, what's going on, man? Lots of NBA action going on, and I'm telling you, man, it's getting interesting in these conference finals.
Well, it really is, and we were talking about Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals, and really one of the things we were talking about was Toronto's ability to execute down the stretch and actually win this game after Cleveland makes that huge comeback and actually gets over the hump and takes the lead. We were talking about how surprised we were with the way Toronto executed down the stretch, and we're also talking about the fact that Kevin Love didn't return to the game. And we both credited Tyronn Lue for being very Greg Popovich-esque in that fashion, in that he rode the hot hand. Your thoughts on Kevin Love not returning to the game, why he didn't return, and what it means going forward?
Well, I tell you what, I have to give Tyronn Lue a lot of credit because it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to really go outside of an all-star type of player and go with Channing Frye. But Channing Frye came in the game, hit a few three-pointers, grabbed some rebounds. He was really playing at a top level and really clicking, really a driving force in the comeback. So you have to give Tyronn Lue credit for that. A lot of times with these coaches, they really go with the old cliche. They don't really have a lot of creativity with their lineups. I give them credit riding with Frye. I mean, it really helped the team come back. But at the same time, really, once the momentum from that comeback started, you know, dying down a little bit, guys, you saw that the Cleveland's offense got stagnant. Guys were just going one-on-one ISO. They didn't have a lot of fluidity on offense. And things just really got tight for them. So maybe toward the end of the game, maybe the last 3 minutes, maybe try to roll out Kevin Love if he's healthy enough, because we really saw him get, you know, tangled up and came up a little gimpy. But at the same time, I really give him a lot of credit for his bravery to ride with Channing Frye.
Well, you know, I mean, we can't knock that decision, and that's what Joe and I were going back and forth about before you joined us, in that, you know, Kevin Love wasn't 100%, and Tyronn Lue made the decision. And I want to point at that a little bit, in that, before we get into the game a little more, the fact that Tyronn Lue, since the coaching change was made, you know, it took him a little while to get his feet under him, as is natural, but since they have gotten into the playoffs, as efficient as Cleveland has been and the decision to go small ball, he's really put his stamp on this team, in that you can see he's making the decisions. Yeah, he's playing the kind of game that LeBron James likes, right, but going small ball, and he's not afraid to make decisions that people are going to criticize. And I think the team is feeding off that a little bit. I think they're seeing a guy that's in control of his team and is not overmatched in these NBA playoffs as a first-time coach.
And I agree. I mean, this is, you know, kind of like the complaint about David Blatt was saying he was ceding too much control to the players. Tyronn Lue from day one said he's going to hold guys accountable. He's not going to be afraid to get in guys' faces, tell them, hey, this is what I expect of you, this is what we're going to do, so I get on board or the train's leaving the station. And I really get that that vibe about him. But we're going to find out a lot about not only Tyronn Lue but the Cleveland Cavaliers, because everything was, when they were riding high, hitting all the threes, basically running roughshod over everybody for the first two rounds of the playoffs, they looked like an unstoppable team, and people were saying, hey, this team's going to, you know, possibly just sweep the Eastern Conference all the way to the finals. But now, you know, adversity builds character, so we're going to see how the Cavaliers rise to the challenge now that they've dropped two straight, and they now to go back home to face a must-win game five for them, because they don't want to have to go back to Toronto and try to pull out a tough game six on the road. And we're going to find out a lot about Tyronn Lue's coaching ability under pressure. And we're going to find out a lot about the chemistry that we thought was riding high with the Cavaliers trio. We're going to see how they face adversity together.
You know, Wang, I'm not ready to change my mind on the Cavaliers. I still think they're the best offensive team in this postseason and have been all the way through. I still ultimately believe they're going to win the NBA championship. That said, they're facing adversity for the first time in this postseason. And we're talking a little bit about how they're built. While I think they're the best team going in the playoffs right now, they're also not a flawless team. They sacrifice their D to get offensive efficiency. And if the offense isn't clicking at 100%, they can be seriously challenged to win. Weigh in on that a little bit.
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, Cleveland is a great offensive team, to your point, but they do have defensive holes. As athletic as J.R. Smith is, he's a guy that does it from a mental standpoint, doesn't lock in 100% on defense. Kevin Love has never been known as a defensive, you know, guru. Neither has Kyrie Irving. Channing Frye the same. I mean, these guys are offensive specialists. Richard Jefferson is a guy who was known as a pretty good perimeter defender, but he's a little long in the tooth right now. So, you know, when this team is rolling offensively, you know, they look great. But at the same time, this team is giving up a lot of easy buckets. You saw Bismarck Biyombo really becoming a terror and a beast on the glass. Tristan Thompson has been kind of non-existent. He's a guy that, you know, they gave max money to last year. And you see Bismarck Biyombo's basically been dominating him down low on the boards, making him a non-factor. There's some holes in Cleveland's game, but at the same time, if they can stay true to themselves and the way that they were playing during the early part of the playoffs, they're still a team that can give life and death to any team in the Western Conference, and I still believe that.
Lang Green joining us from Basketball Insiders. Lang, you know, I was looking at some of the comments of Dwayne Casey after the game, and you know, very quietly, Valanciunas was active on the end of the bench, and he's saying with the extra rest, he believes he might be ready to go in this next game. Why don't you weigh in on what kind of dynamic that creates for Cleveland, having to deal with that if he comes in and is at least reasonably effective?
Well, first and foremost, it just gives Tech Coach Dwayne Casey a lot more flexibility with this rotation. Jordan Valanciunas is a guy that can actually score 15 to 16 points on the inside, and he's a double-double threat, so he's going to clean the glass as well. And depending on how Cleveland matches up, you can actually see a combination of Bismack Biyombo and Valanciunas in the game together, which would give, you know, which would give Toronto a totally different look than Cleveland has seen if they wanted to go a little bit bigger. It just gives Dwayne Casey the flexibility to actually be diverse with his lineup, to have another option if Biyombo picked up foul trouble. He doesn't have to go really deep into the bench and play a guy like Jason Thompson or really ride on Lumi Scola heavier than they need to. It just gives him that extra little notch inside his tool shed to get things done.
Lang, we only got a couple of minutes left. We're probably about 2.5-3 minutes. I want to get your thoughts, number one, on Draymond Green not getting suspended for Game 4, getting that star treatment, number one. And number two, the complexion of that Western Conference Finals as we roll into Game 4, in that Billy Donovan's been brilliant with his adjustments, and in Game 1, OKC beat the Warriors by going big. In Game 3, they beat them by going small and outdoing the death lineup with a small lineup of their own.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Draymond Green situation is, I'm on the fence with it. I mean, I don't think Draymond Green went up intentionally trying to kick Stephen Adams in the groin. But at the same time, a lot of times when you see these guys get tangled up, it's just the involuntary reaction to get off me, get away from me type deal. We saw the same thing last night with a late foul by Matthew Dellavedova on Bismack Biyombo. Dellavedova fouls Biyombo, and Biyombo's right hand just flails away like, get off me. And sometimes you see that. I can't judge intent. I don't think he was really trying to go up to maim him. I'm decent with the non-suspension, but I'm definitely on the fence with that. When you look at the matchup itself, the one thing that's really surprising about the Thunder is that they've been able to beat the Warriors multiple ways. And a lot of times it's like, okay, if you get into a track meet, you can beat a team. If you slow this team all the way down to a half-court, you know, crawl, you can beat them. It's like the Thunder is saying, hey, we can beat you any which way we choose to, any which way you bring it, we can possibly beat you. And now we're seeing, and you talk about adversity, last year the Warriors didn't have to face a team like San Antonio. They didn't have to face a full-strength Cleveland in the finals. We're seeing how the Warriors now are going to respond to this adversity under the biggest lights and the biggest stage in the NBA playoffs. And as a basketball fan, this is what you want to see because this is how greats are determined. Greats are determined by how they get up off the floor and how they handle challenges from an inferior type of opponents. If the Golden State Warriors come back and win the next three, we're like, wow, this team is great. If they really struggle and can't get it done, you question their legitimacy as an all-time great type of team. So I'm, as a fan, I'm just looking at the storyline dynamics of this. It's going to be great.
Lang, as always, it's a pleasure to hang out with you. We're going to do it again a couple of more times before the end of the NBA season and right around the NBA draft as well. Thanks so much for a few minutes. We really do appreciate it, my friend.
Man, let's do it. I'm always down to be down with your Spano and Black Attack. Let's go.
That's what we like to hear. Thanks so much, Lang. You have a great morning now. Bye-bye.
You now.
That was Lang Green, BasketballInsiders.com, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You got to check out the site, BasketballInsiders.com. Great insight by Lang and a bunch of other guys on there. It's really a terrific site, Bob.
Yep, I've seen it, done it, but boy, he has a medicine person, obviously.
Yeah, ain't that the truth. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. Take a peek ahead to hour two as well. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Oh, yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Lang Green was with us, and good stuff out of him as well. Although, as we get further on into the Draymond Green discussion, I think we're going to disagree. I know I am. Good stuff as he concluded hour one for us, and probably going to end up our conclusion of Cavalier conversation, at least for this day, Joe.
Absolutely right about that, Bobby. In hour two, we've got to switch to Game 4 Western Conference Finals, and boy, we're going to start out before we actually get into the game with the lack of suspension of Draymond Green. Then we'll roll into a game preview, and then we've got a whole lot more going on. We're going to get to NFL. We got a special guest. But right now, we got to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Egypt now says there's a strong chance that an explosion brought down Egypt Air Flight 804. A forensic official saying human remains brought in so far are small and don't include any whole body parts. pointing to that idea. The VA secretary is under fire after likening the long wait times for veterans' health care to waiting in line at Disneyland. Amber Smith with Concerned Veterans for America telling Fox News the comments made by Robert McDonald were appalling.
I think what we heard yesterday from Secretary McDonald is just how out of touch he is with not only the very deep-rooted systemic problems that are inside the VA, but the veterans that he was tasked to serve.
McDonald telling reporters that the days to an appointment are not really what should be measured, but instead the veteran's satisfaction. He asked, quote, when you go to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line? McDonald said what really counts is how the veterans feel about their encounter with the VA. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Republicans in Washington state cast primary ballots today. Donald Trump expected to add to his delegate count as he's the only remaining GOP candidate in the race and the party's likely nominee. Two very different developments when it comes to U.S. relations with a former enemy. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barr.
Just hours after President Obama announces he's lifting the arms embargo on the communist nation of Vietnam, the number two Senate Republican offers legislation to impose sanctions on Vietnam for human rights violations. Majority Whip John Cornyn's legislation would also call for travel restrictions on Vietnamese nationals found to be complicit in human rights violations. Cornyn saying it's important to remember that Vietnam's still a brutal communist regime that continues to disregard basic human rights. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Holiday travel should be a bargain this Memorial Day weekend. AAA saying the national average of $2.28 a gallon for regular unleaded is the lowest since 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Facebook has new guidelines for what makes the trending topics list. The company drawing a lot of criticism this month after an anonymous former employee claims the company regularly suppressed conservative news stories. The new rules get rid of a top 10 list of approved websites to use for news and include a promise for more training to help eliminate possible employee bias. Toyota is recalling another 1.6 million vehicles because their Takata airbag inflators can rupture. This comes weeks after Takata expands its recall in the U.S. to 40 million airbag inflators. The faulty inflators have been linked to 13 deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. If you're planning a Memorial Day weekend barbecue and you plan on cooking some burgers, a meat thermometer is going to be your best friend. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Kristen Kirkpatrick with the Cleveland Clinic says it's the actual temperature that determines whether or not your meat is truly done, not what you see by just looking at the inside.
Your meat should be at 165 degrees. That's at the point where you know it's done. And not only done, but that's the degree in which it has killed off harmful microbes that could then make you sick.
Likewise, chicken should be cooked to 160 degrees. The temperature danger zone that you want to avoid ranges from 40 to 140 degrees. This means that hot foods should be held to at least 140 degrees prior to serving, while cold foods should be at 40 degrees or less. Once the meat is cooked, the key to staying safe is holding the food at these temperatures until it's served. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Joe Spano, 56, at Bob Black, 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we got handles. And, you know, you can send us any kind of message you want. Well, you keep it reasonable. But it's all about the various different ways in today's era of radio on the go that not only can you get the Spano and Black Attack, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you got the devices, Joe's up on it. He knows more than you do.
I probably do, but let's dive into the myriad of ways that you can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline with you on the go. It starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. Again, that app versatility is so important. You can download it to Android. You can download it to Apple. You can even download it to a PC. Or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's all on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, that app versatility, whether it's Android, whether it's Apple, whether it's PC. You can even just go to TuneIn.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content, again, from Sports Byline, and they also have that very coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, we never, ever forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Giving you that little taste of home here from the U.S. of A., we appreciate your service.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hour, too, and quickly start knocking things down as we have a lot of ground to cover and not much time to do it. That's all next on the Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off hour two right after this.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And big hour two in front of us, Joe. What do you say we set the table and start devouring the sports buffet?
A lot of NBA. We're going to talk about the lack of suspension of Draymond Green after his kick to the groin of Steven Adams, and it's the second groin contact he's had with Steven Adams in the last two games in that series. So we'll talk about that lack of suspension. We'll then get into a preview of Game 4 Western Conference Finals. And as we move along at the very back of the show, Bob and I are going to weigh in on our thoughts about the statements from the House Energy and Commerce Committee and their report as it relates to the NFL and their funding or not funding of concussion research. So that's pretty much where we're going to go as far as the sports talk aspects of this hour. In the middle of it all, at 25 after hour number 2, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, Trevor Tompkins, EcoCar 3, will join us, and we're going to talk about a really cool thing, a unique engineering challenge to make the 2016 Chevy Camaro even more energy efficient while keeping the styling and the handling and the horsepower that makes it a classic American performance car, Bob.
Yep, no question about it. We are both about the fast cars and fast women. And, well, you know, to quote Kid Rock, sometimes I always find myself in them. You know, Joe, let's start with Draymond Green. And as you said, and I think it was something that a lot of people haven't brought out, second time they've had an issue with the groin. And, you know, there's a double standard here. And I've heard various people trying to justify it. Lang, we didn't have a chance to get into it with him, but, you know, he was on the fence. I'm not on the fence. He needs to not play in the next game. And, it, you know, look, they could talk about it, try to justify it being incidental. It's nonsense. It was intentional. He looked like Ralph Macchio and the Karate Kid doing the crane. He visited the downtown business district, as it were. of Stephen Adams, and it was intentional, and it could have been, I'm sure it was very painful. And to me, it met the criteria of what the NBA has to decide as far as the 6 points of whether or not they're going to suspend a player or not. And they decided to ignore that, and he plays on.
Here's the bottom line, because I couldn't agree with you more here. What's the difference between, and I'll kind of ask this as a question, you can feel free to answer. What's the difference between what occurred as far as Donte Jones's shot to the groin of Bismack Biyombo at the end of game three, and what happened with Draymond Green and his contact to the groin of Stephen Adams during game three of the Western Conference Finals? What's the real difference between those two transgressions, if you can tell me?
I can. One's a star, and the other one isn't.
Boy, there you go, because that's the answer. Beyond that, there's absolutely no difference between the transgressions. One was a wayward fist, intentional or not, I can't read the guy's mind. Actually, you know, Donte Jones looked more like he was tied up with Biyombo, and maybe his wasn't as egregious as Draymond Green's errant foot. But I can't read the minds of either guy and know their intention. Just the realities are that other than the star factor of Draymond Green versus the non-contributor bench warmer of Donte Jones, there's no difference between these two incidents. And the NBA star rule and the way it protects its stars comes into play again, and we see a classic double standard here. And, you know, it's really a disgraceful move by the by the NBA, and, you know, and we've heard the explanations coming out of the office, whether they be from Kiki Vanderway or Stu Jackson, and the explanations are rather ridiculous. They don't hold water. The realities are Draymond Green should not be playing in Game 4. The explanations by the league are implausible and inexcusable, and every bit as implausible as the explanations from Draymond Green as to why he shouldn't be suspended, why the flagrant should have been rescinded, and why his shot to Stephen Adams' groin wasn't intentional. So all that being said, here's what happens. You see, star treatment again for an NBA player as it relates to conduct, officiating, all those things. Fair is not always equal. Equal is not always fair. It's a joke. It's wrong. He shouldn't be in the game. But now the Oklahoma City Thunder can find one silver lining in all of this. They've got additional motivation, and here's that motivation. You see that? Not only does do the television networks and do most of the fans not want us in the NBA Finals, the league doesn't even want us in the finals, and they'll do anything in their power to make sure to preserve their Cleveland Cavaliers, Golden State Warriors, NBA Finals. Well, guys, you have the stuff, and you've shown it through three games, to go upset the NBA, the networks, and everybody else's plan for a Cavaliers-Warriors final. Now go out and do it, because all the cards are stacked against you and everybody's out to get you. So this may end up backfiring on the Warriors. I'm not saying that there's any way they would want Draymond Green out of this game because of his value. But, boy, there's some extra motivation that Billy Donovan can use here that he may well use to his advantage.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think you're accurate in your description of the fact that the matchup the league would like to see is the one you just described. But, you know, again, it's graded up to a flagrant two, $25,000 fine. I mean, the league admitted everything other than the fact that they needed to suspend this guy, which they decided not to do. Joe, I pulled up the stuff out of the league office. The 6 criteria: severity of the contact, well, it was severe. Whether or not the player was making a legitimate basketball play, he put the shot up, then he put his foot up, so that ain't legit. Whether a foul was committed with a player's arm or hand, well, that's not in play there. Potential for injury resulting from contact, we know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. The severity of the injury, well, ask Stephen how he felt after the contact. and then the outcome of the contact, whether or not there was an altercation. So legitimately four, and you could probably say five out of the six criteria were met.
The bottom line, the only
difference... For him to be suspended, and they just didn't do it.
The only difference between, and you said it at the beginning of all this, the only difference, or differences, I'll say it like this, the only differences between the Dante Jones infraction on Bismack Biyombo and the Draymond Green infraction on Steven Adams was, number one, one was a star, one's a role. Easy to suspend the role player. We'll show you. See?
Yeah.
We're going to take control of this series. We'll suspend a guy that doesn't play. Fine. We get a guy that's a star that him not being on the court could potentially tilt the balance of this series in a direction under optimal circumstances we wouldn't want it to go. We're not going to suspend them. So that's difference number one. And the only other difference is the fact that the appendage that did the offending. In the case of Dante Jones, it was an arm with a hand attached. In the case of Draymond Green, it was a leg with a foot attached. Beyond that, beyond those two things, there was no difference between the infractions as far as severity and all the other things.
Yep.
And Dante Jones's infraction merited a one-game suspension. You're hard-pressed to tell me how Draymond Green's does not when you compare the two side by side.
You can't. You can't. There's no justification for it. They needed to suspend him. They didn't. They dropped the ball, literally, and Steven dropped a couple himself.
Yeah, well, the league's sending a terrible message. We all knew it, but now the league really sending that bad message. Stars get the calls.
Yep.
And, man,
this
stresses that it's a joke, and it should be interesting going forward to see how suspension's handled and how – maybe the league has undermined itself going forward. We'll talk to Trevor Tompkins next. Eco Car 3. That should be fun. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Trevor Tompkins, heading the team from Ohio State in the EcoCar 3 competition. And, you know, summer right around the corner. It's all about barbecues and getting out on the open road. With me, it's a convertible. With many people, it's performance cars. And the Chevy Camaro certainly qualifies as one of those performance cars. But EcoCar 3 is very interesting the way they're going about approaching the new Chevy Camaro as far as efficiency and everything else. And Trevor's here to join us on the Attack. Good morning, Trevor. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, Bob. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Trevor, let's jump right into it. It's a Chevy Camaro, and we know what we think of Camaros. Fast, sleek, handle, power. But then you put EcoCar in there and explain to the people how all those things I just mentioned are going to still be prevalent when EcoCar 3 is over.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When people think of Camaro, they think speed. And so with the 2016 Chevrolet Camaro, we're keeping that speed, but we're making it more efficient by making it a performance hybrid. So we have an electric motor on board, so you have that torque right at the low end, so we can do 5.6 seconds 0 to 60 times, throw you back in your seat a little bit. But we also have our battery system allows us to get 45 miles all electric range, and then we're aiming for 63 miles to the gallon gasoline equivalent from our E85 powered engine. So we have the best of both worlds. You're going to get that really great fuel economy, but you're also going to get, throw your back in your seat performance that you expect from the Camaro.
You mentioned E85. So not only are you going hybrid with this vehicle, and we'll talk about the progress in hybrid automobiles in a second, you're going flex fuel as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For us and our standpoint in the competition, it benefits us to use a fuel that is at least partially renewable, and so that's exactly what you get out of that E85, not to mention you get a higher compression ratio from E85 when you're burning it, so that makes our engine even more efficient.
You mentioned the efficiency of the engine, but when we think of performance cars, it's always about, premium unleaded gasolines. And if you go back far enough, premium leaded gasolines.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to do to this big V8 Camaro engine to get it to perform on with E85 fuel without having an incredible knocking sound that typical big performance engines have when you use a lower octane of gasoline?
See, that's the great part about this competition. All 16 teams get to choose their own architecture. So in Ohio State's case and many of the other teams, we actually got rid of the engine that came with the stock Camaro. Ours were loaded with V6s, and in Ohio State's we got rid of it. And we did downsize to that to a 2-liter four-cylinder engine. But in downsizing and having that electric motor on board, we're able to make just as much power, give you just as much speed. But it's certainly different for our consumers, who we have to keep in mind. They're absolutely used to that big V8 sound, that big V8 power. But we're here to show you that you can have just as much power from that combination of our engine and our electric motor.
Trevor Tompkins from The Ohio State University in the EcoCar 3 competition joins us. And I want to get into the actual competition here in just a second. But you had the chance to take your car out to the GM test grounds out in Yuma. A couple questions here. The excitement level of that. And first, how did it perform? Second, who got to drive?
Good questions. The first question, man, the excitement level was incredible. We were out there for about 5 days, and I'm talking we worked from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Everybody on the team was working hard, just calibrating our vehicle. We were surrounded by other teams, so it was fun to have, you know, that back-to-back competition. You know, you're working on your car, and you look over at somebody else's car, and you see where they're at, and you're like, oh, man, we got to jump back into it. So that was a lot of fun. And in terms of who got to drive it, when we were actually, fortunately, we were one of the four teams who were actually able to drive their vehicle this year, because we just got these Camaros in December. Work started in January for the actual integration process, tearing out the parts, putting in our new architecture. And so, fortunately, at Ohio State, we worked hard throughout the year to have a running vehicle at competition. And so when it was actually out on the test track, it was driven by a professional GM driver.
Trevor, I want to talk about the evolution of hybrid cars.
Okay.
You know, 10 years ago, here's what you thought of when you thought of hybrid. You thought of a Toyota Prius, and you didn't think you could develop any speed with a hybrid car. You know, you're now seeing, you know, your great work with the EcoCar 3 project. You see an all-electric car in a Tesla, which is able to develop incredible speed. So just talk about the evolution of the hybrid vehicle, or the electric car, as it were, over the last decade.
Yeah, hybrids, you're absolutely right. They do have that kind of, people have that mentality about them. You don't think speed when you first see a hybrid. And so that's one of the, you know, the ideas that we're trying to change right now, because if you're in the automotive industry, you realize that you can have, you know, so much speed, so much performance from these electric motors. And it's really about bringing it to the consumer and making people understand that, you know, you don't need all the, you know, fire-spitting V8s. You can do the same type of performance with that electric motor, but you can also have that fuel economy, which is a great benefit to, of course, anyone driving a vehicle. You want to pay less for fuel, and so that's the advantage that these new hybrids and these new electric vehicles that you were talking about have, and that's what we're aiming for with this Camaro. We want the best of both worlds.
Well, you know, Joe mentioned Tesla, and unfortunately, that's a company for all the looks and performance of the car. They don't make money. And Detroit and the fuel industry and everything else, they want cash. They want profitability. Mm-hmm. How have you been able to work in concert with General Motors and convince them that your design somewhere down the line will end up turning a profit for companies that like to show a bottom line?
That's a great question. Really, what General Motors is getting from this competition is the next generation of students coming out of college that are well trained on these future technologies like this, like the hybrids that we're building, and so that they can get right to work when they get into the industry. If they get hired by General Motors or someone else, they can get right to work making vehicles, making a profit for that company. But in terms of, you know, having this hybrid sports car, we're able to show people that, you know, you can have this performance from these hybrids, and that's something that it's certainly, I think, we'll see in the industry for years to come. That's going to be, I think, the next, you know, new big thing, is having this performance but having that efficiency from these electric motors and these battery packs that we're able to put in cars, especially as technology continues to evolve. We can downsize the technology, lightweight it, and you're going to see even higher levels of performance and efficiency wrapped together.
The only thing that's missing, you've heard a hybrid car. It does not have that distinctive muscle car sound. What can you guys do about that for us? Because, you know, when you're driving a muscle car, you need a muscle car sound. Can you help us out yet?
That's something that I really need to bring up with my engineers. I would love it for it to have that sound. Fortunately, on our end, we're not judged on the sound. We're judged on the actual integration and the performance. But I think you're absolutely right. I would love to have that loud sound with the car. But, I mean, as long as I can run away from people at the stoplight, that's all that matters.
ultimately, that's the truth. But, you know, you mentioned something when you were talking about the cooperation of GM. Do you find, as a young person, that they're encouraging those minds that when you come out of college, and, you know, it's tough for a lot of kids coming out of college and going into the job market, that they're going to hire those minds, and they're not going to be stuck in the old world. They're going to bring in those bright ideas, bright minds, and the future of the automotive industry, and they're open to doing that.
Absolutely, I feel that they're open to that. That's one of the great things about EcoCar 3, not only General Motors, but all of our other sponsors. They're here seeing exactly what we're doing. We keep in contact with them, and they do a great job when we're at these competitions, making sure that they're talking to us, giving us opportunities to get into industry and really make a difference. It's inspiring for us because, you know, it gives us an opportunity in college to think outside of the box, to do something, to get your hands dirty, to actually get this real world experience and get to be creative. And it really makes us excited for the future that we'll be able to do these projects, you know, on a large scale and actually have vehicles that make it into production. And working on those things, it's what excites our engineers, it's what excites everyone on the team. And so I think these companies are realizing that they should be really inspiring this creativity and helping it to grow, because it's going to help them, the companies as well.
Trevor, before we let you bounce, in an effort to keep you on schedule, tell our audience where they can go to keep up with this great competition and perhaps see the future of the automotive industry on display.
Okay, yeah, you can check us out at EcoCar3.org. That's the competition for all, or that's the website for all 16 teams. There's a teams tab on there if you want to check in closer with Ohio State. There's a tab for our competition this year. It'll show you everything that we've done so far. And if you want to check out the Buckeyes, you can check us out on social media at OSU EcoCar. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you type in OSU EcoCar, you'll find us.
Trevor, thanks so much for a few. Really do appreciate it. Go get him. Thanks so much. We'll be checking it out real soon.
All right. Thank you for having me. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye now. Trevor Tompkins, EcoCar 3, joining us here on The Attack on the Other Side. Preview Game 4, Western Conference Finals, and why the NFL is the pariah that it is. All that right after this.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket.
Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
No, not really. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the coast at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Hey, Joe, I think I came up with our million-dollar idea.
Okay.
The, the engine sound, the roar that you were talking about that we want.
Yeah.
We get the computer chip. We actually put it into the sound system of the automobile. That when you turn the key, you just have to make sure your stereo's on, obviously. But you turn the key, it gives you the roar through the stereo speakers, and you don't recognize that you're just going eep, when you turn the car on.
No, you got the other people have to hear it too. You know, everybody's got to hear it.
Unless you're doing the outside speakers, I haven't been able to conquer that part of the equation yet. But for driver satisfaction, we can overcome that through the stereo system.
Because there's just something that's not the same about you start a performance muscle car and it goes, and it whines.
Yep.
Again, you know, I've had all kinds of performance cars. I've had performance cars made in good old Dearborn, Michigan. I've had performance cars made in Tokyo, Japan. I've had performance cars made in Germany. Well, there's one thing about American performance car, it sounds like none other. And certainly, I mean, I haven't had an Italian performance car, but I don't make enough money to do that. But I can tell you something about having a Japanese performance car. That's one of the big things that's missing. There's no distinctive sound or rumble coming out of a stock Japanese performance car. It just doesn't happen. You got to go aftermarket. You got to do a lot of work to get that sound. It's kind of like a Japanese motorcycle. They don't call them rice burners for no reason. Move fast. Don't sound all that cool doing it.
Yep. That Mitsubishi GT didn't have the sound, you know?
No, it did not. Trust me. I own the Dodge Stealth, which is the same car.
Yep.
And it had some sound, but it didn't have distinctly American sound. You know, as somebody who's owned a Dodge Stealth and a Corvette, an Lexus SC 430, the one that had the sound was the Corvette. All three of them had to go. The Corvette had the sound to go with it.
Yeah, no question. I had the GTO, the Cutlass S, Mustangs, obviously, and, of course, a Gremlin.
Oops. Well, the Gremlin went fast. I mean, it had absolutely no features, and they wedged a big engine in it, didn't they?
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, we're off track here for a couple seconds, but I was sitting at a toll booth one time next to a Camaro. Ironically enough, the guy was looking at me laughing, and I said, I was in college, I had a cheap car. I said, let's go. And he looked at me. He didn't know I had a 304 V8 under the hood. I took him off the line. I was a half a mile in front of him before he caught up to me, and he looked at me like, where the bleep did that come from?
But that was, we're old enough to remember. That was what the AMC Gremlin was. What they did is they spent about, I don't know, $50 on the rest of the car. The thing didn't have any weight to it, but literally they wedged the biggest engine that they could possibly wedge into the smallest, lightest, non-feature-laden car that they could.
Yep.
So it didn't cost you a boatload of money. Everybody looked at it, and if you didn't know any better, you laughed. And then when you stepped on the gas, boy, did it move.
Oh, yeah. $3,200 cash money, canary yellow, brand new.
Can't vouch for your taste in color. I never liked the yellow car myself.
Hey, listen, man, I got it cheap.
I guess there are some concessions.
At that point in time, it's going to run. I don't have to fix it, and I can afford it. Let's go.
Right. Old guard American muscle, and that was it. It's not well remembered, but for those in the know, it was a pretty remarkable car based on the fact that it was light, featureless, and fast. What do you say? What do you say we dive into a preview of Game 4 Western Conference Finals? And I was talking a little bit about this yesterday. The Golden State Warriors' path to the NBA Finals is in more peril, in my mind, than we've seen in an awful long time, including last year's trip to the NBA Finals, where, or to the NBA Championship, where they came back from 2-1 deficits twice in that postseason run. And I think what's so worrying to the has to be so worrisome for the Golden State Warriors, and we mentioned a little bit when we talked to Lang Green last hour, in Game 1, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors the way you would expect they would. Physicality, size, rebounding, interior, scoring in the paint. That would seem on the surface when you look at these two teams, that would be the way the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors. Well, in Game 2, the worm turns. Game 3 in Oklahoma City, who'd have thunk it, but the OKC Thunder come out, they play small ball, they take two of their most maligned playoff performers, put them out there with a small lineup, and that small lineup runs the death lineup off the floor of the Golden State Warriors, and all of a sudden Billy Donovan, who's not scared to make adjustments, not scared to make decisions, not scared to try things, even in the playoffs, and all of a sudden the Thunder find themselves up 2-1, and once again for the second time in this series, the Golden State Warriors are in an absolute must-win situation, or their expected trip to the NBA Finals is very, very much in peril, especially if they lose Game 4, which they very realistically could.
No question about it, Joe. And look, I don't know whether Kevin Durant's going to stay, whether or not Kevin Durant's going to go, but this is exactly why Billy Donovan was brought in. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again until they either bow out here or in the finals or however it turns out, or they win a championship. This is what Brooks didn't do and wouldn't do. He was locked in rigidly to his system. Billy Donovan is willing to adjust. He's an on-the-fly coach. Don't get me wrong. He goes in with discipline. He goes in with a plan. He knows what he's doing. But he will adjust on the fly. He will use all of his players. He will make sure the guys who have the hot hand are on the court. He recognizes that his stars are capable of doing a whole bunch of different things, but he also recognizes that there's other players on the roster. And if you're Kevin Durant and you're looking at this team and you're contemplating going someplace else, you better look to home for a second here, as I said, regardless of how this turns out, because of the fact that maybe not this year, you can win a championship with this guy at the helm. He's proven he can coach in the NBA. He's got a pedigree in college. He's starting to show it in the NBA. And if he should turn around and win it, you can win more. And I think that the position now that Golden State is in, and I think you said it very aptly, very accurately, they are in true peril here. They got away with one because of the fact Draymond Green is going to be on the basketball court, which he should not. But I think inside, when they're thinking about it and they're talking among themselves, they're going, oh, bleep, we're in a firefight here. We're in a complete war. We're in a complete knockdown dragout. And they should be thinking that because Oklahoma City has their big boy pants on. The players get all the credit, but I'm pointing directly at Billy Donovan and the attitude that he's brought to this team and his willingness to adjust on the fly. He's a heck of a damn coach.
He's been brilliant at motivation, and he's been brilliant at strategy. And the off-season hiring of Billy Donovan, and you know, which was preceded by the firing of Scottie Brooks, has looked brilliant thus far. We saw Donovan actually match chess move for chess move with Greg Popovich and often win. Now we're watching him go chess move for chess move with Steve Kerr and often win. And if you're the Golden State Warriors, you got to be real worried. You got beat by the Thunder when the Thunder played their style, and then they came out and beat you at your own game in Game 3. I mean, that's really got to be worrisome.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if the Thunder have found something with Roberson and Waiters as it relates to getting consistent performance from their two guards, because really at this point when you look at what they are, the only glaring weakness is the fact that quite simply – A lot of times when those two guards are on the floor, or one of them is on the floor, it's like 4-on-5 basketball because you watch teams slump off defensively and try and help on Westbrook and try and help on Durant or try and help on the interior where they're overmatched. Well, that small lineup made Golden State pay for that decision.
Yep.
If these guys can turn a corner offensively, and in the case of Deion Waiters, become what he has the potential to be offensively on an each and every night basis, well, boy, the Oklahoma City Thunder won't have very many weaknesses and will be a dangerous team for quite a few years, especially if they keep Kevin Durant, as I expect they will this offseason.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, he could look home and go, hey, this is his place where I can win a ring. And certainly they have that ability. But, Joe, you know, in looking at what's gone on in this series and the dirty plays aside, and I understand there's gamesmanship involved and you try to get the player that's giving you a hard time out of his game and maybe do something stupid. But let's point at Draymond Green. He's averaging 13 points. He's shooting 37%, 5.5 boards, 4.5 assists. Regular season, it's 14, 9.5 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. He's not getting the job done on the court, aside from what's going on with the dirty play and the gamesmanship and everything else. He needs to step up his game, otherwise they're going to lose this series.
Well, like I said, this is a must-win game for them. And I'm just not sure they can do it. Coming into the series, I predicted that OKC would win this 1-6 and then move on to the NBA Finals where they'd be waiting for a rested and ready Cleveland Cavaliers team. Well, I don't think Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be all that ready and rested.
Yeah.
And that'll be one hell of a series. Ultimately, I think the Cavaliers will find a way to win that one if it goes down that way. But, boy, it ain't going to be easy. And it's going to be a fun watch tonight, Bob. I don't think there's any question.
You know, I do want to ask you that, though. I mean, Steph has played the best he can, considering the physical health that he's in. Klay Thompson has been great, you know, I mean, throughout the entire playoffs. He's been the one constant. Draymond Green has really been the guy that's fallen off in this series. He picked it up in Houston after he had the bad game 3. But in this series, he's getting outplayed. And it's showing in the results, and I think it's also showing in his frustration in how he's dealing with his with Steven Adams and, you know, whoever else is on him at the given time in being very physical, in my opinion, dirty.
Well, he's going to have to step up his game if they're going to win. Thunder have shown they can beat the Warriors in a number of different ways. And with Steph playing well but still being limited, the Warriors need the best of Draymond. And they haven't gotten it in this series. And if they don't get it tonight, they're going to lose and they're going to find themselves on the wrong end of a 3-1 deficit. And on their way out, they won't go away easy, but ultimately,
right,
if they're on the wrong end of a 3-1 deficit, they will go away.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and they're poised to go in that direction. First real adversity they faced in quite a while, literally since the last playoff series last year. And I mean the Clipper series last year. And I'm going to be real curious to see how they respond.
Okay, I am too. I mean, I wanted to get to the findings by the Congress Commerce and Energy Committee and that report that talked about the NFL attempting to move grant money and steer funding in a certain direction with the National Institute of Health study on head trauma. But it doesn't look like we're going to get there today. That's something we'll have to cover tomorrow because I think that's a huge story.
Yeah, it is.
And I also think that it shows a lot of what I've talked about for a while. If the NFL really focused their energies on solving this problem, it may be closer to solve. They don't want to solve the problem. They want to cover it up. They want to be penny wise and pound foolish. And maybe someday we'll be seeing robots play the game like they did on the Jetsons. It's a discussion that we'll have probably tomorrow because we're not going to get to it today as we got to tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We wrap up this edition of the Attack. And just to throw it out there for a couple of seconds, because we'll get into the NFL stuff tomorrow, but another lawsuit that was filed, this one involving baseball and the tobacco industry, specifically Tony Gwynn's family, is filing a wrongful death suit against the tobacco industry generally. I don't know how successful this is going to be, but it's been 2 years since Tony Gwynn passed. And the Gwynn family is filing a lawsuit against the Altria Group and other parties in the tobacco industry. And the basic complaint is that when Gwynn was in college, he was a rising athlete, and they made smokeless tobacco, chaw, as it were, readily available to the players. And he got addicted to it. And, you know, they knew what the dangers were, but it was in every dugout. Now, baseball has taken, unlike football, and that's why I brought this up, they've taken the proper steps. Now, they will not, as of yet, ban players from using it. But they don't make it available in the dugout like they used to. It's either sunflower seeds or Big League Chew, unsolicited plug. But, you know, at the time, they were marketing towards the minority ball player. They were telling them that it was an opportunity for them to make money by promoting chewless tobacco. And Gwynn ended up dying of salivary gland cancer. He dipped for 31 years. You know, so from that perspective, They're going to go after this tobacco industry, and I hope they get it because these people knew what they were doing. So, you know, we want to thank our guests for coming on board today. It was a hell of a lot of fun. Trevor, and of course, Mr. Green, as it were, for bringing his basketball expertise to the table. But a lot of fun. We had a lot of coverage on a lot of different subjects today, everything from cars to groins. And you can't ask for better sports talk than that. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.